and children in New Guinea, and I just thought you'd like to see this because people talk about it as an African disease predominantly, but it occurs in New Guinea. And I thought this was very striking. I apologise, I just produced this from the tumour registry data when I was in New Guinea last November. But if you go along, there are four classifications here: continuously wet, monsoonal, so they get the same total amount of rainfall, but they get it all at once, that areas with marked dry season, and those essentially highlands. As you go around, so these are the permanently hot and wet, that's where I used to live, loads of cases, and then as you move around, you come to a monsoonal area, the incidence drops, it almost halves, and then you come out the other side, and it picks up again, you go around, now you're coming to a place which is hot with a marked dry season, and they drop again, even more markedly, and of course when you go out of that area, they start to occur again. And if you go into the highlands, very few cases in a big population, and the rates halve again. So there's interesting stories to do with epidemiology all over the place in New Guinea. And so something needs to be done. And